word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Can you believe it's February already? Hope you had a great month last month and are looking forward to a great month in February. I'll tell you, here at the Big Cypress Seminole Reservations, February is a busy month. And I want to ask you to pray about a couple of things. First of all, pray for our ministry here on the reservation. Pray for the church here on the reservation. Now, specifically, in about a week or so, we're going to be having a revival meeting. I'm going to ask you to pray for that revival, if you would, and just pray that God would work among our people and work in our church and bring people to a closer walk with Him and perhaps to a new walk with Him. And then secondly, I'd like to ask you to pray for this radio ministry. Now, I tell you, God is blessing us and God is providing for us. And God keeps opening doors for this ministry. And right now, we have before us several cities at radio stations that are asking for broadcasts. Of course, when they request the broadcasts, they're also asking us to pay for them. And so pray that God would provide that we could expand this ministry. Right now, we have an opportunity that's just unbelievable, but God has to provide the funds. We're not going to just do it in order to get ourselves in trouble. We've got to see that God wants this ministry to happen. And so pray for us, first of all, and then if God leads you, we would love for you to be able to help us in some way. You can write to us and send us an offering. We don't generally ask for offerings, but we're looking at this next year and what God has for us. And so just pray about that, would you? And pray for this ministry, that God would just use us and expand this ministry. Now, I still have a few of our little prayer books left, our little prayer journals is what they are. This is a little journal you can put in your pocket. It'll fit in your purse, and you can write down prayer requests and keep track of when people ask for prayer. And I'll send these to you for free. They don't even require an offering. Just contact us. Let us know where you're hearing this program, a radio station where you're hearing this program. Now, there's three ways you can contact us. And in any one of these ways, just send us an address and we'll get these little books out to you. First of all, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or secondly, you can contact us through the website at bigcypress.us or considerhisword.org. Either one of these, you can contact us. Thirdly, you can just write to us. And in fact, we get more response through the mail than any of the internet connections. And so just write to us. Let me give you the address. Write to Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. Now the zip is 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Today we're going to begin in Acts chapter 16. We're going to begin a series that may actually take us through maybe all the way through most of this year. We're going to take our time. We're going to be taking different parts of Scripture. We're going to be spending most of our time in the New Testament. So we're going to begin in Acts, and I want to read the verse first and kind of let that be our jumping off place for our Bible studies for the next few weeks, actually probably the next few months. So I want to read Acts chapter 16, verse 4 and 5. The Bible says, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered unto them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily." Paul and the other apostles in the book of Acts went all through the country, went all through Israel, Asia Minor, and even points beyond that, taking the gospel. The Bible says that they would take with them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders. What were these decrees? I believe it was the gospel, first of all, that people should come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. When Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." I believe that these decrees were the Great Commission, that they were going to people, telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ, telling them about his resurrection, and about how that he can save people from their sin. Paul and the other apostles. Now, we're going to be centering most of our study on Paul and what he was doing, and certainly he went through all Asia Minor, establishing churches and encouraging churches. He helped establish churches in Rome and Corinth and Galatia and Ephesus and Philippi, a little place called Colossae, and Thessalonica, and several others. And to these churches, he wrote letters. In the Bible, we call these letters epistles. Now, you would think that the churches written to in Scripture and the churches that Paul established would be nearly perfect. Well, they weren't. They were full of people. And since they were full of people, they were also filled with all kinds of problems. And Paul wrote to each one of these churches, and sometimes as he wrote to them, he would write to them about solving some of these problems. He would write to encourage them in their faith, and he would write to them to give them instruction about how to live for the Lord. All of these epistles or all of these letters are important for even us today. You see, he wrote these letters to these churches, and these letters can be read as though, in many cases, they were written to us. Now, I mean, we don't face all of the problems that they did in the New Testament. Certainly, we face many of them. And so some of them apply to these churches, but many of the principles and the truths that Paul gave to them are just as good for us today. And so we're going to be taking time to go through all of these, and through all of these churches, we're going to talk about how some of them started, not necessarily all of them. We're going to talk about some of the problems that they were having or some of the issues that they were dealing with, and how Paul instructed them and how Paul taught them. He wrote to every one of them, and what these churches would be like or should be like. So I want to look at what these churches were like. Now, certainly he began with the church at Rome. In the church at Rome, the people were faithful. I'm just going to kind of give you an overview today, and we're going to come back and look at these more specifically. The people at Rome were faithful. The church at Rome was a church that was being persecuted, under a great persecution. But they trusted the Lord. Many were being arrested and killed and tortured and hiding out, and yet there Paul encouraged them in the Lord. Paul spent his last days at Rome and had not even been yet to this church, but he knew what they were going through and that they were having such a hard time. The believers at Corinth were carnal. Oh, what a mess this church was. And Paul wrote to straighten them out. It was a very wicked city, a church that was divided, a church that was doing all kinds of things wrong, a church that was allowing sin in the church, and it was just a carnal church, and Paul had a lot to say to them. The believers at Galatia, he said, were foolish. They had fallen for another gospel. And Paul wrote to encourage them about the other gospel and that anything other than the gospel of Christ was not true and was to be cursed, he said. When he wrote to the believers at Ephesus, he found they were faithful. all the troubles they had at Ephesus, trying to build that church and get that church going. It was a church that was full of idolatry and wickedness. But Paul encouraged them to live for the Lord and walk in a manner that would be pleasing to the Lord. And for the most part, they were doing okay. They were faithful too, but boy, they had some opposition that was coming from people in the city, much like we face today. And Paul encouraged them about that. The Christians at Philippi were obedient. It was a church that was started there on the banks of a river and started with a man in jail, and the church was doing great. Paul encouraged them to follow the Lord and just keep being faithful and keep being obedient. The believers at Thessalonica, this was a growing church, growing in faith and growing in their love toward each other. It was a church that was a little confused, and Paul wrote to help them with that confusion and to straighten that mess out. That's why he wrote about the rapture, and we'll get to that eventually. Each one of these churches was unique. Just like today, churches are unique. Even though many churches may believe the same thing, many of our Baptist churches believe a very similar doctrine. The Assembly of God churches believe a very similar doctrine, and many others. But even so, they're very unique. And God, I think, made them that way. He made them unique so that they would be, could experience and enjoy the culture that they live in. Certainly here on the reservation, we live in a culture that's different than much of America. It's not drastically different, so I wouldn't say that, but it is different. We think differently. We eat different foods and so on. And even in our church, it's a good chance on most Sundays we sing hymns in Creek. It's very unique. And God made us a very unique church. Every church I've been in, some churches have very contemporary music, and some churches have very traditional music. Some churches don't use instruments. Each of these churches is unique, and each is individual. And I believe God has a message for each one of these churches. Certainly all of them have been given the task of taking the gospel to the world, to tell people how to be saved, to tell people how to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said to be baptized and then to be discipled, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now, I want to encourage you this. If you're not in a church, why not? Today, you ought to be in a local church. And I know there's a church around you somewhere that you can find. You may have to go to a few churches and find one that fits your mindset and fits your culture and fits your life, but that church is out there. And I believe God wants you in that church. He has a place for you. And the only reason you're not there is because of your own stubbornness and your own pride. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. So go find that church. And I hope you'll join us throughout this series as we study about what Paul said to these New Testament churches. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.